Mr. and Mrs. Discopolis climbed up to the top of a wall, and they sate to watch the sunset sky and to hear the Nupeter Pifkin cry and the biscuit buffalo call. They took up a roll and some chamomile tea, and both were as happy could be, till Mrs. Discopolis said,
"Oh, WXYZ, it has just come into my head. Suppose we should happen to fall, darling Mr. Discopolis. Suppose we should fall down, flumpety, just like two pieces of stone onto the thorns or into the moat. What would become of your new green coat? And might you not break a bone? It never occurred to me before that perhaps we shall never go down any more."
And Mrs. Discopolis said,
"Oh, WXYZ, what put it into your head to climb up this wall, my own darling Mr. Discopolis?" Mr. Discopolis answered,
"At first it gave me pain, and I felt my ears turn perfectly pink when your exclamation made me think we might never get down again. But now I believe it is wiser far to remain forever just where we are."
And Mr. Discobolus said,
"Oh, WXYZ, it's just come into my head. We shall never go down again, dearest Mrs. Discobolus." So Mr. and Mrs. Discobolus stood up and began to sing.
"Far away from hurry and strife, here we will pass the rest of our life.
Ding-a-dong, ding-dong-ding.
We want no knives, nor forks, nor chairs, nor tables, nor coppers, nor household cares. From worry of life we fled.
Oh, WXYZ, there's no more trouble ahead.
Sorrow or any such thing for Mr.
and Mrs.
Discopolis." Mr. and Mrs. Discopolis lived on the top of the wall for 20 years, a month and a day, till their hair had grown all pearly grey and their teeth began to fall. They never were ill or at all dejected, by all admired and by some respected, till Mrs. Discobolus said,
"Oh, WXYZ, it has just come into my head. We have no more room at all, darling Mr. Discobolus. Look at our 6 fine boys and our 6 sweet girls so fair. Upon this wall, they have all been born, and not one of the 12 has happened to fall through my maternal care. Surely they should not pass their lives without any chance of husbands or wives."
And Mrs. Discopolis said,
"Oh, WXYZ, did it never come into your head that our lives must be lived elsewhere, dearest Mr. Discopolis? They have never been at a ball, nor have even seen a bazaar, nor have heard folks say in a tone all hearty, 'What loves of girls at a garden party those Mrs. Discopolis are!' Morning and night it drives me wild to think of the fate of each darling child. But Mr. Discopolis said,
"Oh, WXYZ, what has come to your fiddledom head? What a runcible goose you are, octopod Mrs. Discopolis." Suddenly, Mr. Discobolus slid from the top of the wall, and beneath it he dug a dreadful trench and filled it with dynamite, gunpowder, gench. And aloud he began to call, "Let the wild bee sing and the bluebird hum, for the end of your lives has certainly come." And Mrs. Discobolus said,
"Oh, WXYZ, we shall presently all be dead on this ancient runcible wall. Terrible, Mr. Discobolus."
Pensively, Mr. Discobolus sat with his back to the wall. He lighted a match and fired the train, and the mortified mountain echoed again to the sound of an awful fall. And all the Discobolus family flew in thousands of bits to the skies so blue. And no one was left to have said,
"Oh, WXYZ, has it come into anyone's head that the end has happened to all of the whole of the clan, Discobolus?"